This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We understand what we're trying to accomplish here, and we know that there's going to be some mistakes, but we're going to take our chances, you know, and he feels better at it, and there's a good chance it's going to be Sunday.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That was Alex Cora lying to us on WEEI Afternoons yet again. Because what? Christian Campbell did not play first base. You know how I know that? Because he booted a double play ball at second base early in the game, which...
Maybe that's where he thought first base is.
If it had been first, it would have been easy. He could have just grabbed it, stepped on the bag. But actually, one of my favorite things that Garrett Crochet did yesterday while throwing a career high in pitches, striking out double-digit
nice
batters.
Dirty dozen.
Winning me some money because Dan Ball on the Mass Mutual pregame show told me it was the lock of the day that he was going over on his strikeouts.
And
Dan
I was
Ball's
told,
right.
I was told, quote, if he did not hit it, it was my fault. LOL. Which
hey, what
was the text I got after?
And
the
what was the
show.
What was the? Oh, was that from Andy?
Oh, that guy right there.
What, yeah, he loves. He's a sweet texter. What was the over under?
7.5 was
oh,
your
yeah,
number.
You should have
oh, we nailed it.
Yesterday.
Not only did I hammer it, but I got a little profit boost, so I get a little more juice on it. That was a nice little return on my minimal investment. But no, the best thing I thought Garrett Crochet did yesterday is when Christian Campbell, who was, yes, playing second base, not first base, we'll get to that in a second, booted a double play ball right up the middle, booted the hell out of it. He turned to him, and it's going to be tough to describe, but just kind of like shrugged. Put his palms up just like, we're fine, relax, we're good, not a problem. You got an out because he grabbed the ball and ended up tagging the base to get one out at second base. And to me, it was a important leadership moment for Garrett Crochet because you know inside he's thinking, this kid just booted a ball that cost me a double play that could cost me a run that could cost me blah, blah, blah. Who knows? Cy Young Award. And he was a leader. And that's what you look for from your ace. It's not just the 100 pitches. It's not just the strikeouts. It's not just the win, even. He is leading because we've talked about this team lacks leadership. It lacks
correct.
Veterans.
Especially when the guy you pay handsomely to come in and buy everybody suits, hit doubles, and be a leader is out for 2 months with a quad strain.
So I really thought that was a key moment of leadership opportunity for Crochet, and he passed with flying colors just like he did on the mound. Now we got to get to the manager. Okay, so I get it. You know, my old boss used to always say conditions on the ground changed. When you talk about, oh, we're going to do this in a few days, but then something, you don't do that.
You can say his name, Fred Kirsch.
Fred Kirsch, conditions on the ground changed.
Living legend Fred Kirsch.
Living legend Fred Kirsch. So apparently it's living legend Abraham Toro because they could not play Christian Campbell at first because to play Christian Campbell at first, you'd have to not play Toro. And Toro is the greatest hitter in Boston since Ted Williams.
Okay, I actually am less surprised about the Crochet only throwing 85 pitches. Kind of blew my mind. I was very surprised, especially after I looked at the whites of Alex Cora's eyes and said, how about a complete game? And he goes, oh, that'd be something. I felt betrayed. It hurt. However, this did not surprise me as much because...
Really?
When
he
you
said
split
Campbell
the,
on Sunday.
Probably.
And which
when
also
you split
he had,
the first two games, and you know you're in a game with Crochet against a really good pitcher for Atlanta as well, every run counts. And if he botches a play over there at first base, we would all be eviscerated.
What if he botches it at second?
Because
he did.
You had to put him in at first. Huh? Now you had to experiment in a game you needed to win. They got the moral boost they probably needed desperately by taking the series, riding Crochet's arm in a dominant performance. I'll give you a texter right here. Same number. Call, text, 617-779-7937. You guys got that. Here it is right here. Who played first base? The guy who's hitting 300 and fielding like a gold glover, says the 978. Good move by Corey. If you play Campbell and Campbell strikes out three times, you'd be asking, why didn't he play the guy hitting 300? You guys are unbelievable. Well, Campbell played. He just played another base.
And also, it's not, he didn't just lie to us, and we're just having a little fun with this. Like, I don't really honestly care that he lied to me.
Ruining the man's reputation.
As I said, yes. I asked Bill Belichick questions for 20 years. He lied to me every time he answered, so I'm used to being lied to by managers and coaches.
Been like?
Yep, that guy. Pretends like he doesn't know what you're talking
still
about.
Still my favorite. That's my new favorite line.
But Alex Cora had also told the local media prior to talking to us that at some point in Atlanta he would probably play. So he kind of narrowed it down to Sunday with us, but he had left the three-game series open to the general media, and he didn't. And I know Toro's been hitting well, and I know Toro's been part of their success, but when do they look big picture and when do they look small picture, I guess is the point. Like the Crochet example of a perfect game. If you were looking big picture, you got to pull him early. If you're looking small picture, you leave him in the game and try to win a game. Like, this is another example. In the big picture, are you a better baseball team with Christian Campbell playing some first base? Because you've decided you want Christian Campbell.
Potentially, if he can play at a reasonable major league level.
How are you going to find that out without playing him at a major league level?
So you had an opportunity. Level, yes.
And if you're going to start that, are you just waiting for the wheels to fall off Toro? Are you waiting for Dan Ball's guy, Romy Gonzalez, to come back? Duh, you. This whole back and forth pendulum of when they think short term, for example, Crochet. He's now thrown more than 100 pitches in two straight games. Hasn't done it three times. So is he getting pulled after 80 pitches next start?
Oh, 60. 65 times.
Right? Like, is that, or are we past that and now we're, because last time Cora told us that they were going to let him go until we don't let him go again. It's like this, maybe he needs to talk less. Does that mean, I know.
Alex Cora?
Yeah.
But he's so good at it.
Yeah, but he's now getting caught up in specific instances. He can keep saying a lot of words. Breslow says a lot of words. He just doesn't say anything in those words. I think Alex Cora, and I'm not advocating for this out of my job, my perspective. I'm advocating for it from his perspective. Keep talking, but less specific. Like, don't say Sunday if you think there's any real decent chance he's not going to play.
You could say the weekend or the upcoming series.
Soon. We're looking to get him over at first and pretty soon. You know, he's getting better.
The near future. Maybe next week. Hyper-specific would be like next week, not Sunday in Atlanta.
And because, I don't know, it just seems like it's starting to be another annoyance for him. And he's got enough annoyances with the ball club and the decisions he has to make and his relationship with Breslow and the analytics people and all these things. Maybe remove one of the annoyances and wear the annoyance.
I think I know what your first question is going to be when Alex Cora joins WEEI Afternoons, a.k.a., well, this is awkward, tomorrow at 2:30 p.m.
I don't know what it is. So give me an option.
Well, number one would be,
why'd you lie to me?
Okay. There's one
option. Yeah, but you'll have about a 30-second preamble where you're like, but you're the best and I love you, but why'd you lie to us?
That's called the run-up.
What if I just say, love you, mean it, but yeah, why'd you lie to us again?
How about that?
What if I just keep it simple,
Coach,
like that and say,
Alex,
love you, mean it, but why'd you lie to us again?
I think you'd appreciate Alex, that.
Alex, I think you would too.
Alex, I really look forward to these conversations and I hate to have to be rough with you, but you son of a bitch.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
Why'd you do that?
Or lie to me once, or how shame about, on me. Lie to me twice, shame
okay, I got
on
an,
you
I got another question for you. I got another question. Here you go. How about this? Did you see Richard? Did you order the... You're goddamn right I did!
No, Breslow did! I don't get to do anything around here except collect a paycheck.
Did you see Richard Fitz throwing a perfect game last night? I don't know, because Richard Fitz is pitching tonight, so I'm just saying, like, imagine that.
I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen.
Or did you see
Trevor Story has turned it around. Did you see that coming, and do you think it'll last?
How about that? There you go. How important is it that Trevor Story, like, Trevor Story hitting, is that the key to the offense? Is he the
Fitzy
spark
wanted
that you
to
needed?
DFA Trevor Story. Now he's hitting. Do you want to say anything to Fitzy? That'd be a good question.
How about Fitzy was sitting right there behind you in the dugout. He was the one yelling, why did you lie to me all night long?
617-779-7937. No, I just caught up and looked at the call screener, and I see you guys lining up. And
that's the
host always
job.
Love when I see this.
Mm-hmm.
Joe and Melrose, quote, wants to defend Cora. So go ahead, Joe. What's up?
All right. How you guys doing?
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, I do want to defend Cora. I think he's being micromanaged. I think, like, the analytics, particularly Craig Breslow, giving him marching orders, and he has to go out and defend it. I think he wanted to pitch Crochet for a full game or more innings, not 85 pitches. And he told you that full well, thinking he was going to have that authority. Then he gets handed the playbook that night from Craig Breslow. I mean, I think if it was Alex Cora had his way, he would bring up Roman Anthony. I mean, he said he's not knocking on the door, he's knocking the door down. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't say that, and like, you know, like, and then management's overruling him on all these decisions. And I think it's a mistake, because when he gets to use his gut, I mean, he's a much better manager than he's just getting the playbook handed to him by the analytics department.
Thanks for the call, Joe.
See, more people talking about the nerds coming in.
Yeah,
ruining the sport.
Yeah, but my pushback on that would be, and I am like Joe, I, at my core, look for ways to defend Cora, I feel like. I'm just going to put it out there. Like, mm-hmm. I think that's the perception of me and maybe some of the reality.
Mm-hmm.
Did he not know that there was an analytics department and a person named Craig Breslow when he signed a three-year, $21 million extension? Like, don't you know the jaw, did they pull the wool over his eyes? Did things change between when he signed that extension late last year and how the team is being managed now? Because I find that hard to believe. I think he knew what he was getting into. I think he knew the way the organization has been run, or the way Breslow wanted to run it, and he seemed quite comfortable with that going on. Now, it seems like sometimes, as Joe said, there's these weird hiccups in their communication, where it almost feels like Alex gets ahead of himself, and then they kind of rein him in with, mm-hmm. Oh, no, by the way, I heard you say that. You shouldn't have said
you
that, because we're not doing that.
Does he have to check with how many different layers of organization do you believe Cora needs to check with
just
before
Brez.
He can make? You think it's just Brez?
Yeah, just Breslow. Dan Ball?
So did Cora believe that Campbell was going to play Sunday, but the playbook then later on told him that Toro was going to play first?
Well, first of all, do you think Cora changed his own decision, or the decision was changed for him?
I think the decision was changed for him, and I kind of believe that the stuff is being put out in the media, the Crochet 6-7 innings, the Campbell at first, is almost like a, all right, Craig, are you really going to change this? Almost a
challenge?
Ooh,
daring him. A little measuring contest.
I wouldn't be completely surprised by that. That's kind of what it feels like.
Guess what? The measuring contest has gone Breslow 2, Cora 0.
Yeah, so far.
So far. That's interesting. I hadn't thought of it that way. I was thinking it was more a lack of communication or just assumptions.
He's just a pretty, he's a smart, he comes across as a very intellectual guy.
Yes.
I would find it hard to believe that he's putting these specific details out there by accident or without knowledge of what the actual plan is or without a plan behind it.
Yeah, that's my baseline is I think Alex Cora is a really smart baseball guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think really, really smart. And I don't think he steps in it, so to speak, or says something accidentally, you know, gets ahead of his skis, whatever you want. I think he says it,
yep,
believing it as the truth of the time with the information he has, the power he has. The one thing I would say is, when does he get to make a decision? Like, is there ever, you know, we all live in relationships where we don't necessarily get to make all the decisions, whether it's work, marriage, whatever,
mm-hmm.
right? But don't you feel like, okay, honey, you got to pick the dinner last night and you got to pick the dinner tonight?
Yeah.
Feel like I'm due to get to pick a dinner around here somewhere.
Yeah,
is Alex Cora due to pick a dinner?
Can I just once?
Yeah.
Can I
or
just
like
once?
If you're painting the house, all the rooms are being done, and she said, well, we're going to do this light blue in the living room. The bathroom's going to be this yellow.
Do I get one room?
She's like, oh, yeah, you've been a good boy. You can have the basement.
Yeah, man, exactly.
No, but in all seriousness, does he get
like such
make,
a consolation prize.
Does he get any consolation prizes? Because right now, two weeks in a row, he has said something sort of definitively, and then the way it played out. The next level, though, I do want to ask, it's not all about us, as much as we forget that sometimes.
Joe, you want to know, what if he makes a prediction on when Roman Anthony gets called up?
I think Joe is right about that. He said something pretty definitive last week. He's not just knocking on the door, he's kicking it down. Like, that's him saying, yeah, the door is open, why are we not pulling him through the door to us?
That right. is a direct comment, yep, up the ladder.
Yes.
Just like I think some of the other ones are.
Absolutely. But in regards to Christian Campbell, I almost just want to know what the hell is going on with Christian Campbell. So now you've wasted. When were we at Fenway? The first day we saw the drills at Fenway at first base. Are we
3 weeks ago? Maybe a month.
So for 3 weeks, maybe a month, using Dan Ball's memory, you've been having Christian Campbell drill at the very least at multiple positions, and maybe more swayed toward first base as you prepped him. Because remember, Cora said he's like a 2 out of 10, and now he's much better.
2.5.
All that.
Yep.
So you've wasted his time? Is he not playing first base ever? Because Romy Gonzalez is coming back, and Toro's pretty good? Like, I'd be annoyed if I were Christian Campbell. It's one thing for you to jerk me around if the team needs it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a team player. So May 16th, he started taking drills. We are now on June 2nd. Mm-hmm. So that's, whatever, 3 weeks ago.
Yep. 2.5 weeks.
If I'm Christian Campbell, and I'll add a layer to this. Mm-hmm. There's this guy called Devers, and we're going to get into him because we got some new audio from the MLB Network that is some of the dumbest audio you may ever hear on this station.
Talking about the poppy?
No.
Oh.
Talking about Devers and playing first base and an argument, a similar argument, and it's really stupid. But Campbell, if you're going to jerk me around, at least let me know I'm doing it for the best interest of the baseball team.
What do they believe is the end game for Christian Campbell?
Great question.
Is it we really think you could be a long-term answer at first? Are you a stopgap at first? Or we legitimately don't know what position you're going to play long-term?
I think it's that. I think they've reached that point where they have no idea what he's going
to
play.
Oh, good thing they didn't sign him to a... Oh, they just signed him to an eight-year deal.
Because if they think he's the long-term answer at first, well... To start that process, you probably should play him at first at some point.
Yep.
And you said stopgap. Is that the word you used?
Uh-huh.
Doesn't Toro feel like a stopgap? Even if he's great right
Don't
now.
All of them feel like a stopgap?
Well,
is
not,
Romy Gonzalez your first baseman of the future?
No. The is only one who's Toro? Not a stopgap no. is Campbell, potentially. And we've never seen him play the position.
Right.
And we've seen him struggle a little bit lately. Over the last week, so there's a double play ball that could have cost Crochet the game. Just, I know it's early and whatever, but it could cost Crochet. There was a play at the plate, a throw to the plate, that did cost them the game, a decision he made. And these are all decisions he's making at second base while preparing to play first base, and he was actually told he was playing first base. Also, remember all the coaches that tell us when they talk to the media, they're also talking to the players because they know the players listen?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say that Christian Campbell's a P1 for WEEI Afternoons and heard last week that he was playing first base on Sunday in Atlanta. And yet... He didn't play first base on Sunday in Atlanta. So I guess I'm frustrated for Christian Campbell.
Sure.
I think he's getting jerked around to what end? To no end. And also,
we don't know what the
he's honestly. In the midst of a slump that he went from the best rookie in baseball to, oh my God.
This guy's making Trevor Story look like Mickey Mantle.
Maybe too much on his plate.
Yeah.
Maybe he needs to slow down, take a breather, whatever. Hell, maybe it would be good for him to go to first base, because maybe he would just be thinking about first base, and then the hitting, he would just maybe take a breath.
Does Alex Cora maybe now think, well, if I put him in at first base now, it's considering how the struggles he's had defensively on the whole this season, is this going to be a sign that we're now in full experimentation mode?
I don't know, but you shouldn't have told us you were going to put him at first base if you were worried about putting him at first base.
They don't know what they're doing at first base.
That's a great lead into Rick in Portsmouth has a thought on the Boston coaches right now. What's up, Rick?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Andy and Fitzy. Good show.
How are you?
I'm good. I just got to say, Cora looks like a fool. I mean, the way he says Devers ain't having it, and, you know, Roman Anthony isn't being called up, I think Cora looks totally foolish. And, you know, Rabel looks totally foolish, too, unless they cut Diggs. I just wish these guys would take their job somewhat seriously. It's really frustrating.
All right, thanks for the call, Rick. I'm not sure it's that they don't take their job seriously. I think there are a lot of factors that come. Remember Theo Epstein used to say multifactorial.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of multifactorial layers to these jobs and these decisions that are made and their bosses and who gets to decide what. I mean, the one I actually thought he was going to maybe go down the road of Joe Mazzulla, Ted's argument. And Joe Mazzulla, stop telling everybody to shoot threes.
Right.
That's actually one where I think Joe Mazzulla can kind of unilaterally do that. I know Brad Stevens is hovering over him and they shot threes with Brad Stevens and all that. But I think Joe Mazzulla could do that. I don't think Mike Vrabel can just flat out cut Stephon Diggs without a discussion within the organization.
Let's talk to obviously Elliot Wolf first.
And Robert Kraft as
oh,
well.
Oh, that's right. The guy that writes the checks.
And
he laser prints.
Certainly Cora isn't able to make decisions unilaterally. I don't think he has final say on
how many
most things.
What percentage of the managerial decisions that we think he should be making do you think he's allowed to make? 50%?
No, I would say...
Like, who makes the starting lineup every day? Is it Alex Cora?
I think for the most part.
See, I don't know. See, I even wonder
for the
that
most
now.
Part.
I have my doubts about that as well.
So what does he do? What is it you'd say you'd do?
There you go. There's your first question tomorrow. Alex, what would you say you do around here?
Kick your ass, because that's the most disrespectful thing anyone's ever asked
why
me
don't
on
you
a
ask
radio
him straight
show?
Up who's yeah. making the lineups?
That's a... Why don't you ask him?
All right. Well, you
Big
said
balls,
you
Fitzgerald.
Hey, you said you wanted a question first. Could you backing out of this?
Yeah, but sometimes I throw up a softball to get him in a good mood, and then you come in with the haymaker.
Yeah, he had his whole preamble last week. I just want to, Mr. Cora, this might be a little tough. I just want to. I'm sorry, but I have to
Alex,
do it.
I'm sorry.
It's funny, I didn't hear you calling him lying McLiehole when he came on the air like you did when he wasn't on with us in the Quiz with Stiz segment.
I didn't hear you call him that either.
I didn't either. Dan Ball.
From 5 minutes ago, classic from Brad Foe, some poor Red Sox intern must have been rooting through the trash today because Rafael Devers has a glove and is taking ground balls.
What?
Where is he taking ground balls?
Shortstop.
Are you serious?
I swear on my life.
Now they're effing with us Belichick style. Because okay. They're like, we want him to take ground balls, but if he goes to third, people will freak out. If he goes to first, people will freak out. So where can he take ground balls where... They won't freak out too much, and I guess that's up in the middle infield.
Excellent text, 207. I bet Mookie Betts would play first if they asked.
Of course he would, because he's one of the great athletes, competitors, and teammates of our generation.
Now, I'm going to be there tonight, and if I get to witness either one of those guys, well, we've all gone. We've all gone. It's not even a brag.
I was going to say it's a Red Sox game.
Sox game.
How much cachet do you get for that these days?
Jeez, it's more like which one of us has taken one for the team to go see the team. If I see either of them play first base tonight, it would be nothing short of a miracle. Anyone else but, you know, Toro. I would love to see it just because it would be interesting to watch live.
So we're going to have to trend in a second here, but we got to get back into this Devers taking ground balls at shortstop. No, he's not going to play shortstop. Also, really quick, a side note of positivity around Devers before we shred him in the entire topic next segment. I think he looks like he's gotten in better shape. I think he looks like he's in better shape than when he started the year.
How about that?
I was watching him
and
run,
maybe
and he
that's,
looks better.
And maybe that's because he knows he needs to, A, pick up a little speed on the swing, and this obviously he's been hitting very well, and B, maybe, just maybe, he's going to surprise all of us.
All right, Rafi Devers talk, and what Tom Brady has to do with Rafi Devers and the decision where to play him, you'll never believe what someone said. It was really stupid. We'll play it next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
That was Kevin Burkhardt on Fox. I don't try nobody
grip the trigger. What prompted that come?
Where did that come from? We all do it. You start to say something and you're like, this isn't really what I wanted to say.
Come on, thought, stop. Wait, I know what I'll do. I'll hit unsend thought. Oh, wait, you can't do that.
Remember that old, like, my grandmother used to have a wooden sign that said, like, make sure brain is in gear before engaging mouth. We all get caught up engaging the mouth before brain is in gear sometimes. And Kevin Burkhardt just did that. It's a couple weeks old. But how exactly is asking Rafi Devers, a baseball player who used to play with a glove on a corner of an infield right near a base, moving from third base to first base, how is that similar to skinny, lanky, unathletic Tom Brady, who plays quarterback on the offensive side of the ball and literally stands there and throws a football for a living, to now go play a position totally other side of the game, where generally men are 300 pounds and can move cars if they need to?
Yeah.
Very similar, right?
We out here calling Devers similar. Athletic now, by the way?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's getting in better shape. So.
Apparently. Andy Hart eye test said so.
He's got at least one stolen base I saw this year.
Oh, there you go.
Might have two. I don't know. But, I mean, I told you he's in better shape. He's running. He's hitting. He's raking.
Right.
I mean.
Leading the league in ribeyes.
So, what do you mean by that? I love him.
Runs batted in.
And yet Kevin Burkhardt says because he's the best player on your team, which I guess is true of the Boston Red Sox, certainly with Bregman out of the equation, Rafi Devers is the best player on your team. Mm-hmm. He's hitting. He's walking a ton. He's going to set a career high in walks because Bregman is gone and people are just going to walk him. And he's being a little bit more decisive in his pitch selection, not quite the free swinger he used to be. But how is that in any way similar to Tom Brady playing? Like, that was really one of the dumbest things. If I were Kevin Burkhardt, I would scrub that from the internet. Yeah, that doesn't.
I would release another video.
Also, did I mention he's Tom Brady's play
broadcast partner?
So I don't know if that, like, the first. You know how you start and you're like, Fitzy. I spent a lot of time with him, and I'll use Fitzy in this example.
Sure,
he might have just had Tom Brady on top of mind. Maybe they talked right before he went on.
Are you saying that Tom Brady's not a great broadcaster?
He is definitely not a great broadcaster. No question. And I guarantee you, he would not be a great defensive lineman. In fact, he would be what they would call a speed bump. People would just run over him and step on him on their way to the next level.
What position would Brady play on defense?
Bad safety.
Bad safety, yeah.
Like a slow safety you take advantage of kind of thing.
Like Tom Brady would isolate Tom Brady the safety and be like, we're throwing that way. Again, every play.
You just hope he's smart enough because of his cerebral analysis.
I got to say, from the Burkhardt line there to David Ortiz saying, oh, you know, now he's hitting well, so you don't. David Ortiz and that thing he said to Bradfo, we'll get that audio up in just a minute here or so. But, like, somebody has got to tell me, like, why. Okay, so he's hitting. Great. But you can't ask him to hit. You can't ask him to go play first now because you don't want to disrupt the flow at the plate. Okay, because you asked him to go just be exclusively a hitter when you took away his third baseman glove. But, you know, it really would be cool if he decided to pick up a glove because then he would show that he's all in for the team. Okay, so which one is it? Like, can somebody please make up their mind? Everything about this season is all mixed messages and madness.
Yes. And now we have the mixed messaged madness that Rafi Devers is taking ground balls apparently at shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
Not third base, not first base.
Nope.
Shortstop. Mm-hmm. And these are ground balls. So maybe that is a first step because there is some.
Well, there's a question behind that. Would that be to sort of like if he's taking some legitimate, not just joking around goofball ground balls, but if he's taking Ernest BP, Ernest like field practice at shortstop, would that be to start conditioning him to get him ready to play first?
That's my belief. But yes, Dan Ball?
From Max Cerullo of the Boston Herald, to add to your conversation, Alex Cora says Romy Gonzalez's return will reduce the urgency for Christian Campbell to play first, so that won't be as much of a priority going forward. Well, so the plan is no longer the plan.
Man, what an offense.
And it was never really a priority because you had a chance to play him there and you didn't. So this is the debacle. This is a mess. And I know a lot of people want to blame Breslow for this, and he is partially to blame because he did not have anyone seemingly ready to go behind Casas as a plan B. But this is for the Boston Red Sox to be in this situation where they are essentially, you know, those old joking Patriot days where they took a guy out of the
crowd.
Where
they would
win? No, the old days, not the modern days. The old days where they would, like, take a guy out of the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
We're like half a step away from that for the Boston Red Sox. Like, I swear, you know how Doug Flutie likes to go to games and wear his glove while he drives his Batmobile? Uh-huh. If Doug Flutie showed up with a first baseman's mitt and Cora looked over, I half think he'd be like,
"Put him in?
Hey, Flutie, you got that first baseman's
mitt? Hey, Melon, put your suit on. We need you."
Like, they're just flying by the seat of their pants. Not to mention, no disrespect to Mr. Romy Gonzalez, but Romy Gonzalez is now the long-term option at first base?
Yeah, you don't have to worry about it. Andy, don't you understand that the Red Sox lineup is so much more dynamic with Abraham Toro and Romy Gonzalez in it?
Dude, like, that's a serious lineup.
Very
sarcastic.
No, I know.
I heard Dan Ball say it. The Boston Red Sox, a World Series contender, we were told to start the season. Their corner infielders are Abraham Toro and Romy Gonzalez. While Rafael Devers...
Romy Gonzalez is hitting what on the season?
381.
Close, 308.
I knew he was hitting very well. And I knew because when we talked to Alex Cora, one of the things that I think was a truth when he spoke with us, you got to pick through the truths and mistruths with him, was that if he keeps hitting the way he's hitting, then we won't have to make a decision or the decision's made for us or something. He alluded to basically, if Romy Gonzalez keeps hitting, then he's our first baseman. What do we think of that? Even if he keeps hitting at a decent rate, do you feel just great about when you have Yoshida? Don't forget, you got a Yoshida just hanging around.
But that hanging around is on the 60-day IL.
No, I know, but he's an option. An option
eventually.
For you. And he can hit. Everybody agrees he can hit right now. Everybody.
Yep, he can't throw.
I don't need him to throw to DH, because if the DH goes to first, then he can DH.
So now technically I think what you're getting at is your lineup is better.
Yes.
Yeah.
And isn't that the priority, to have the best nine hitters
on
the field?
And then you know what you have, although you may have to lose your best bat sometimes. If you're up a bunch, you could put Romy Gonzalez in late innings as a defensive replacement.
Sure. Oh, there's a million of those opportunities. Mm-hmm. Instead,
and then
you end up with David Hamilton at third base, having never played the position before in his life.
And Abraham Toro, though, as Dan Ball informed us, is a natural third baseman. He's had to bump over to first as well. Yes, once again, he is hitting as well. Don't you eventually feel like the law of diminishing returns will kick in with one, if not both? Like, are these guys both going to rake in the 300s all year?
No.
Doubt it.
No, I don't even doubt
just
it. I'll just flat out say no.
I've watched a couple games in my day.
What's a better chance? That those guys continue to rake, or Rafi Devers continues to rake when you move him to first, despite the fears that you might disrupt his routine
flow,
momentum?
The latter.
But, yeah, because Rafi Devers has proven he can hit. He is a major league hitter. And if he's in better shape, I think it's safer. Because one of the other arguments was always, oh, you can get hurt over there. You can embarrass yourself. There can be a collision. This could happen. That could happen. He's in better shape. I think that helps him. And the other thing that I found very interesting, listening to Lou Maloney on the Nesson broadcast yesterday, was Lou made an assertion, and I'm paraphrasing a little bit here, but he basically said, because he was saying, if there's any chance that you think Devers could get hurt playing first, then you don't risk it because he is that valuable as a hitter. Okay, so you don't want to do it during the season. Okay, Lou said something to the effect of, even if he stays at DH all year, he has to think that next spring training, you will see Devers at first base. That when given the opportunity to make the transition potentially in spring training, it is still where he's going to end up. So if he's going to end up there, and the team could use him there now, and it would make the team better and give you a better chance to win baseball games and give you a better lineup and a deeper lineup. As the great Ryan Hannibal used to say, what are we doing here? What are we doing?
Here's a great hypothetical question. How about this one? If this were interleague play, The old days without the DH, would Devers sit out all the National League games, or would he agree to play first? Vis-a-vis what I brought up a long time ago.
Ortiz used to do.
The 2004 World Series. You couldn't not have his bat in there, pardon the double negative, so he played first. Was he the best first baseman? No. But did you still have his bat in there? Yes. Would he pitch that kind of fit? Would he say, like,
with
no,
Devers,
no,
I have no idea.
No, I'm not doing
I
it.
Have no idea. I do not have a read. I mean, I think we all think he is, what is it, Carita?
No.
A baby or whatever. Like, I think he's kind of a baby. I think he's kind of immature, and I think all he really wants to do is hit. And I said it last week. It always feels like to me he's playing for the name of the on the back of the jersey, not the name on the front. And I keep going back to Christian Campbell getting jerked around. Dan Ball tells us that that Seidon Rafaela has played every position, right? Like, he's moving around the lineup and
second, short, third, center in all nine spots in the batting order.
Right.
In
so,
2.5 years of his career.
If I'm him, I know I'm not Rafi Devers as a hitter. I know I don't make $300 million, and I haven't established myself at that level, but how come I can be moved anywhere, anytime, anyhow, anyway, and that guy can just keep saying no in the dugout and hit, and people will make excuses for him, like Ken Rosenthal and these others that, you know, say, oh, he could get hurt, or it's not fair, or it's Breslow's fault, or it's this, or it's that. That's where I think this creates a weird... Are we all in this together or are we not all in this together kind of mentality within that clubhouse?
Yep.
Because it feels like the young guys have to be all in it together because the team, the manager, the GM, whoever, makes them be in it together. And then there are, remember the Jordan rules where there's the Devers rules? Devers doesn't have to play a different position if Devers doesn't want to play a different position. Devers can do whatever Devers wants to do. Oh, so we're not really a team. We're an and one. We're like 25 guys and one. And that's where I'd get back to Crochet yesterday. Just the vision of him dealing with Campbell. He's a team player.
Yes, exactly.
So I see team players, and then I see Devers. And you know who's allowing Devers to not be a team player? The team.
Yeah.
Ironically.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically, Breslow, Cora,
they're,
the team.
No. Yeah, they're
it's infuriating.
They're validating
and I'm not even one
his
of those
childish
guys.
Behavior. They're validating. Well, I won't say childish. Excuse me. I know a lot of people have a lot of feelings on this, and there's some legitimacy to the idea of you told me to do this, you took away that. I can be frustrated, but he already has done the press conferences. He already got mad and walked away from training camp. So we are where we are now. It's June 2nd. Let's try to just do what's in the best interest of the baseball club, because if you'd like to continue making $30 million and not being relevant, you can go ahead. Or you can try to help us win more baseball games than not, because we're three games under 500.
617-779-7937. Are you frustrated with this whole Devers situation, which won't go away? First base, Romy Gonzalez, Christian Campbell, all that is. And also, there's another frustrating situation. There were two perceived to be top elite prospects in baseball that were being held down. Now there's only one, because the Kansas City Royals have called up their number one prospect. And yet, Roman Anthony remains in Worcester. Talk a little bit about that up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Need to be mindful of the environment that Roman would be coming into and the pressure that we could potentially be putting on a 21-year-old, in the midst of a losing streak to come up and save the team. So Roman's time is coming. I don't think there's any question about that. And we've got to figure out, kind of what is best for the organization, what is best for him.
Craig Breslow on the Greg Hill Show late last week, talking about Roman Anthony. His time is coming. The manager said he kicked the door down, not just knocking on it, and yet he remains with the Worcester squad right now, while the Royals have called up their top prospect, Jacques. Is it Jacques, Dan Ball? It should be Jacques.
I think it's just Jack.
I like J-A-C being Jacques. But Jack Caglione has been called up, and those were the two guys that have been sort of parallel prospects within baseball that people were questioning why they weren't up. Now, there is a different timeline because the Royals drafted Jack less than a year ago, whereas Roman Anthony's been around the Red Sox system a little bit longer here. But both elite prospects, and from the Red Sox perspective, it is not time to call Roman Anthony up. So let's do this in a little different way.
I didn't like that Breslow line. What's best for the team and what's best for Roman Anthony? How is it not in the best interest of the team to try to bring up somebody? Yes, I've seen text line that he's not exactly crushing off speed stuff. That's something you usually have to deal with or adjust to when you make it to the bigs. But how would he not provide a spark for this offense?
Or just begin the process.
Start the future now.
To Drake May.
Right.
It's very similar to Gerard Mayo said football players get better playing football by playing football, right?
Right.
Don't Roman Anthony, isn't there a chance he gets better at playing Major League Baseball by getting better?
By getting those reps?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm all for him striking out on off-speed pitches.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so that maybe in a week, a month, a year, whatever it is,
sure.
Whatever the development is, he learns at the big league level. And I know that sometimes is used in a sort of negative connotation, learning at the big league level. I think you need to learn at the big league level. I think virtually every player that's ever come up has learned at the big league level.
Mm-hmm.
Like Christian Campbell is a perfect example.
Sure.
It looked like it was going to be easy for him for about 6 weeks. Now it looks like it's very difficult for him.
Mm-hmm.
He's learning
so
at
he
the big league level.
So he started up here. Then they adjusted to him. They got tape on him. Now they know how to pitch right. him. Now it's up to him to, you ready for this, adjust the other way.
Correct. And it happens to hitters. It happens to pitchers. And sometimes it's the inverse, right? Dustin Pedroia stinks and then laser show, right? Like it can be, you can struggle and then get hot. You can get hot and then have to adjust and it can be a little bit of a roller coaster. But it's a process and you're not going to face major league pitching in the minor leagues. So the only way you're going to ever learn to face truly major league pitching for the most part, save for maybe a rehab start here or another great prospect there, is in the major leagues. But let's try a different example.
All right.
So Dan Ball had a little snark in his three-point stance. He doesn't want Roman Anthony to come up anymore, but not for a legitimate reason. The reason being he doesn't want the Boston Red Sox clown show to screw him up.
It's legitimate, but it doesn't have anything to do with the player.
But it's a little snarky, too. It's like, if you really don't trust the Boston Red Sox, then John Henry needs to think of cleaning house.
Well, oh. I mean, we're talking about a team that's 464 and 466 and 465 since 2018.
Ooh, they're over 500.
Hey, here's
yeah, with the win yesterday, believe it or not.
Here's a fun one for you. Our pal Boston Sports Gordo, always excellent on the Twitter machine from the Play Tessie podcast and the Odyssey family. Alex Cora on Rafi Devers taking grounders today. Quote, I had no idea that was happening. That quote was delivered to Alex Speer. So is he just out there just doing what he wants? Like, hey, today I feel like I'll just go take some grounders.
Wouldn't have said that, Alex.
What is now the inmates are literally running the asylum?
See, the good news is.
What are we doing?
I don't think that's a lie. The bad news is, I think that's the truth. I believe him. Okay, so I watched the video and a little update. It is not an infield. I mean, it is an infielder's glove. It is not a first baseman's mitt, to clarify, to make sure anybody that hasn't seen the video or wanted to know, because if you were going to take ground balls with an eye on first base, I think it would probably entail using a first baseman's mitt. He is just using a traditional, regular, small infielder's.
And you know what else has happened is that in the time that he has spent away from the field, not playing third base or, God forbid, trying out first base, this idea has hatched and developed in the minds of Red Sox fans and baseball people everywhere that he's just going to be legitimately the worst defensive baseball player of all time.
But he isn't.
He's not. He just wasn't the best.
Wait, aren't some of these the people that were convincing me he wasn't really that bad at third and that was overrated when we would say he led the league in errors every year he played the position? There were people out there that were defending his ability to play third. He should get to play third, compete for his job. He is not the worst defensive player that's ever played. And we did the math, Dan Ball. There was the old Andy Hart brain, 30 or 40% of the errors were throwing errors. I forgot what the number is.
Oh, yeah, it was kind of, give it 60-40. I'll re-grab the numbers.
But you don't have to throw as much when you're at first base. So, therefore, you could eliminate some of the errors that he dealt with over his career at third base.
You have to field more, though.
You have to field more, but is it real fielding? Or is it easier fielding? Because I think people are biased. There are some people that tell us, like Ken Rosenthal in some audio that was with Kevin Burkhardt when he said the dumbest thing ever said on Fox, was like, you know, it's harder than some people think. Okay, maybe, but I've had a lot of people that did it. The Lou Merlonis of the world that move from one position to another. The Will Middlebrookses of the world that say, it was kind of a night off when I got to play over at first base, or it's easier than you think, or you a couple days of practice and you get up to speed with sort of the few little minor idiosyncrasies of the position and you're ready to go. So I tend to believe those people that tell me it's not that hard to play first base. And I do respect Rafi Devers. I think he's a good athlete. I think he's a good enough athlete to play defense at the major league level.
He didn't get a $300 million contract by accident.
Right. And he didn't get it just for hitting. I mean, kind of did get it just for hitting. Hitting. 99.9%.
Yeah, what percentage
hitting
of that contract was for fielding?
Well, not for fielding, but being
95,
able to
5.
Standing at third base.
Yes, and I'm being kind of serious there. Like last year, when they said, interestingly, and the whole story's changed, but when they said Yoshida couldn't play the field, Yoshida was just a DH, you didn't say that about Rafi Devers when you signed him. You thought, he can kind of play third. He's not the worst. Ish, and he might play first in the future. Like, you thought he could play.
I mean, I've seen worse.
I've seen worse, too, an acceptable level of defense. So I do think he is seen as capable, at least for a while. Now, maybe when he gets a little older, slower, chubbier.
I think people think he is the third base equivalent of 1999 Chuck Knobloch. But that's what the longer he stays out of the field, the worse the idea of Rafi Devers in the field gets to people.
And I think the further he gets from the field. Like, I do think it's going to get harder and harder because he's not that good.
Doesn't he want to play?
But let's get back to the quote. He didn't know that was happening, said Alex Cora.
Yes.
So there's two levels here. Is this another Breslow stepping in level?
That came from Alex Speer at the Globe.
Is this
I didn't realize that was... I had no idea.
Is this another example of Craig Breslow doing something? Or is this just an example of... The DH was bored and picked up a glove and went to shortstop and took some ground
balls. I'll take the latter for $400.
That's what I think it is.
And neither are good.
Yeah, I don't think it's great. I don't think it's great. Especially, be a little bit aware. Be a little self-aware of the situation. If you know that you're playing defense and taking ground balls is a story, you've known that since February, March, whatever it was, late February, early March. You've known that this was an issue. And I think Devers is smart enough to know that. Then you can't F around like that. You can't go out
there. Andy, he's plenty aware of what he's doing.
So you think he's just screwing with people?
Absolutely 100%.
Oh, that's great. Your $300 million leader in the midst of a season, which you're underperforming at an elite level, is screwing with people, including maybe the manager who's supposed to be his guy who has a relationship from day one. Doesn't he think that looks poorly on Alex Cora when he does something like that? This is...
Does the check still clear?
It is a mess.
You know, you used to make fun of the Andy Hart sound.
Oh, me? Oh, yeah. Oh, I just would do it all the time.
That is so necessary in this situation. That is Alex Cora should say, he should come over, we should get a couple Miller Lights, and we'll just make that noise together.
Because
I'm frustrated with him for lying to us, and he's frustrated with the world that he lives in. That's managing the Boston
Red Sox. The number one
Sox.
Sound on your soundboard.
617-779-7937. We see you lining up with some Red Sox calls. We will get to those. We also have to get back to the Patriots. I think it was a good day. Stephon Diggs was on the practice field.
There have been some updates about other players. It may not have been a good day after all.
Well, we'll give you those updates next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.